see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. And here we are again on the second day of this week. And boy, I tell you, the weeks are flying by really fast. You notice this, how fast they go some days, some weeks, just fly. Before you know it, it's Wednesday, Thursday. Just really moving quickly. Time is relative. You know what Einstein said or something of that nature? Family, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I want to get going today. Today is about continuation of paganism and identifying it, stripping it down, and showing you how it infects, I said it correctly, our livelihood, our lives on a daily basis. Because witchcraft is just another branch of Luciferianism and Satanism. Although they disagree, it's the same thing. If it walks like a duck, smells like a duck, talks like a duck, lays an egg like a duck, it's a duck. Because they pretend not to be a duck, they pretend not to walk like a duck, they pretend not to quack like a duck, but they're still a doggone duck. You see. That's how it works. If I pretend I'm not a duck, and all the ducks say he's pretending he's not a duck, he sure looks like one. Yep. That still doesn't work. But that's what they try to do. You're either with God or you're not. You can't serve two masters. No such thing as duality. Good and evil cannot reside together. Well, there's good men and bad men. Yeah, well, no, it's a matter of decision. It's not a matter of what's inside you, not that at all. We're born sinners because Adam's sin is passed down. Bible confirms it. Oh, it gets into a round and round. But just because people say, I love Jesus, I love God, I love Christ, say all the nice words, do that in church every Sunday, doesn't mean they're with God. That's the first trick that the Wicca use, Satanists use, Luciferians use, Freemasons are really good at it at the highest level, convincing you that they're of Christ and they're not. Sometimes they even convince themselves because they have had some sort of ethereal experience that they misinterpret as being of God. Now that's the one tricky part of this whole gambit, is this whole scenario, is that ethereal feeling, a good feeling, you might say, spiritual feeling that's not coming from God. If it's out of Scripture, if it's going against Scripture, that ethereal feeling that you've had, that warm, touchy-feely, goosebump feeling, is not always from God. That's why you got to test the spirits. You got to test what you're getting with the insight, the wisdom. Where's it coming from? And the testing part is from the Bible, King James Bible specifically. There's no one really, I've always asked the question, and I haven't found an answer yet, of how do you use the other Bibles when you know the verses are missing? They always avoid. The only answer I've ever gotten, it didn't make a lick of sense, was that, well, the King James added to it. King James added to it. Yeah, exactly correct. It added to it because the others were missing them? Yeah. So when you're missing something, it's not all there, you add to it. Yeah, well, but the origin of all the Bibles you have today, all of them, can be traced back to one origin. No pun intended. O-R-I-G-E-N, a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt. Every single Bible, you name it, on the market today, 400 plus, it don't matter. Don't matter how new it is, don't matter where it came from, it doesn't matter. It comes from Origen, a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, Egypt. Inclusive of the Septuagint and the Apocrypha. Inclusive. He collected all the Gnostics and the actual scrolls from Antioch, Syria, the real ones. His copies. His copies. Not the copy, but his copies. Because many were made, but made perfectly by the scribes, the Vaudois, the Waltonese, in Antioch, Syria. They collected the copies of the originals, of which there are no originals anywhere. Then they cite the Dead Sea Scrolls. Well, those are just copies of copies. Some Gnostic, but the Book of Isaiah was with them, was legitimate. And it shows, when translated, the Book of Isaiah matches perfectly with the King James Bible. But the other books does not mean that they are part of it, because you had Gnostics included, which are not God-inspired. They want to try to discredit the Bible as much as possible so as not to be controlled by the Bible. To say that we can interpret the way we want to, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Well, yep, that's not true. Well, I want to dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to get started here on what really is in the background of our government and European government and the military, the truth about it, what's really behind it, is modernized paganism, even the Joint Chief of Staff. They're Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, into Satanism. They wear the robes at the highest level. This is what drives the world governments today. It's not political opinion and political war gaming and all that. That's just a result to gain the lives of those that trust them, They take the lives of those that trust them in the millions. Every grave at Arlington is based on wars that were prepared a century ahead, with the outcome already determined. Y'all realize the impact of what I've just said? And it's with evidence, too. That renders the history books completely just null and void. Based on Freemasonry, paganism, Druid worship, Satanism, Luciferianism, that goes back to the 1700s, goes back to the 13th century, goes back to Nimrod, and every generation thereafter. Oh, yeah. This is what the reality of this world is all about. But they lose when Jesus Christ takes control back physically in Jerusalem at the end of the Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not the fake one they're drumming up now, but the real Armageddon. That begins 1,000 years of peace and a change of the core education for those that are supernatural and those that are immortal. There will be a difference. But right now, we've got to deal with modernized paganism that stirs world politics, wars to come, Ebola virus, the whole, everything. All of it is based on depopulation by these Luciferians like Zinoviev Brzezinski, all the presidents and prime ministers, legislators that are secret society members, Club of Rome, Bilderberg. You understand what I've said many times before. This is what drives the reality of it. It's all connected, every bit of it, and can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Denied? Of course. Let's dedicate the broadcast and then let's get started. Lord, we come today before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Father, we dedicate this program, these broadcasts and Bible studies on this network, Lord, to your services. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins, Lord, my thoughts that I may have had that are not pleasing to you. Lord, I bring them to you privately, and Father, you promise forgive. But Father, lead me down the right path that I may be able to be your servant. Lord, listen to the prayers today that you know the hearts of all those praying, that you know what they want, Father, what they're praying for. And Father, that I pray that in this network that it works in your services, that your will be done, not our own. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for those closest to us. Lord, we see miracles being taken place around us. We see, Father, you working in your time and in your way. But Lord, that you set up divine appointments, one after the other, that you know the heart of those that's going to turn. And Father, we know that your patience have been for generations and generations. And Lord, we know the turning away, the pulling back, Father, will then bring upon us judgment. But Father, we pray you give us time to witness to others, time to forge ourselves into being witnesses of your word, to be a watchman, to warn others. And Father, to give us, with the blood of Jesus, the protection we need, Lord, to carry out our missions that you've assigned us. Lord, we pray for our countries. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, that, Father, you'll touch their hearts, that you'll turn those around that are in the military, that's in the government, in the sciences, and in the education and the politics, that, Lord, you'll find whistleblowers and change their hearts, that they can come out and preach the truth and tell the truth and give them protection, Lord, that they're able to bring that truth out. Lord, we call upon you to protect our children, especially now, Lord, during this time of this Halloween of satanic worship and sacrifice of human beings, that, Lord, you expose this so-called holiday, Father, for what it really is. And, Lord, to bring awareness, this worship of Satan, Father, is what it is, and that, Lord, the people understand and pray against it. Father, we know those times are getting serious, that we're coming up, and always has been, But Lord, many people are deceived by the churches, by the political arena, by the education, but mainly the churches, Lord. The judgment upon these churches must take place. The Father, to separate the wheat and the chaff in the churches, and Father, to bring the truth out about salvation unto your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, in all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I want to make sure something is clear here. That you understand where I get my information and how I wrote my broadcast. You know, I have no problem letting people know. I have a lot of experience, as a lot of people do, I guess, of being overseas, anti-terrorism, and State Department contracts and what have you. Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, the Congo, et cetera, et cetera. I don't make my website nor my Facebook. I do have a personal one, but I seldom ever really visit or even work it. But the Watchman for Jesus Facebook, I do. I had folks that used to admin it and put things up, but now it's just me. Me solely. So, I do things expediently. Now, my background gave me a lot of experience. However, I have a core group of references that I use, and their knowledge as well. William T. Still, Lewis Tackwood, Emmanuel Josephson, Gary Kaw, Melvin Stamper, Jules Archer, Nesta Webster, Constance Cumby, Gary Allen, Anthony Sutton, John Perkins, Leonard Lewin, William Bowen, Robert Stinnett, Craig Uger, Manly P. Hall, O.W. Markley and Willis Harmon, Walter Hanna, Darkness Visible, about Freemasonry, Ilya Yanovich, Witness to Jasanovich's Hell, Major General Smedley Butler, William Burr, Robert O'Collins, Chris DeLisio, who wrote a book with two chapters based on my experiences in Kosovo, William Cooper, definitely, Alberto Rivera, and God. That's King James Bible. Now, I scrutinize my sources. Sometimes I'll use dialogue from these sources. I'll use my own interjected. I have a combination. I have no script other than what I put together in my head as I go along. Sometimes I'll use a paragraph. My words come out on the air. Sometimes I interject my own words, my own knowledge, what I've gathered from other places, and it all comes together. And the end of the broadcast, 2 hours later, have a nice day, and I'll see you tomorrow. That's how it works. It comes to me as I go along. Now, I do have a friend that voluntarily types up what I say, like a stenographer, after my broadcast. It's appreciative, and I get the copy of it when I'm done. It's a nice thing to have, I guess. It's appreciative, and I can go back and see, because I seldom remember what I say after I've said it. Nothing's really documented. Nothing's scripted. And I don't remember what sources I've used in my head or pulled out, so I couldn't reproduce it unless it's verbal and go back and listen to my recording. So a friend of mine does the typing after or during my broadcast, and it's done voluntarily. I never even asked for it. So the point is, if somebody comes out and says, well, I got a handler, or I got a scripted out broadcast from other folks that gives it to me and I talk it, that will be a lie. Because I'll have the time, date, stamp on this one that this friend of mine does after the broadcast and while I'm talking. Got to be a fast typer, I'll tell you. Anyway, but it'll be a time, date, stamp, so it'll prove that the script was done after I finished talking, because I get the emails. You understand? So I don't trust a lot of people, and I like it that way. You know, I trust God fully, but I don't trust too many humans. And I have it, honestly. I understand it because of my experiences. And I like it that way. I really like it that way. And so, but I love everybody, and I'm no one to judge anybody, especially me. But I'm very protective of my website. I'm very protective of the people on my Facebook. And when I was on, I had a chat at one time. I'm very protective of people on the chat. I don't like shills, trolls, whatever they call these people, and counter intel that come on with their anti-biblical. I don't put up with it 1 second. They're out there. I will not put up with it. But I will. I do expect eventually discrediting coming my way. I don't know when they'll launch it, but it is. They've tried before, up close and personal, actually. And I've got through it each time. Ended up with a network and equipment. Go figure. And God works in strange ways, you know. And then I ended up with a Facebook. Yeah. And it's doing really well. So I want to continue it. So I always end up, okay. Because I trust in God. Humans, I don't. But God, I do. It works out really well for me. My goal solely is not financial whatsoever. You'll find no donate button on my page. I tried that one time because I was on a network that went, took me off the morning time, which was free, and then put me in the afternoon, which cost, which I didn't even really understand the system till that happened, and I started understanding how the broadcasting thing went. Because I'm not a broadcaster, family. I'm a military man. I am a trainer of law enforcement, a trainer of anti-terrorist groups, and that's my expertise. Physical security, personal protection. That's what I'm good at. Well, when I started going against the status quo and reporting what the garbage and lies they were doing, it doesn't work really well for job longevity. It actually kind of cuts it short. But I'm not giving my soul up for nobody. That's non-negotiable. I don't give a hoot how much money they offer, if they were to, or any threats. They could stick it up their wazoo for all I care. I will continue to speak the truth until I can't speak anymore and electricity turns off and I find a way to turn it back on. I'm back on again. I will not stop. That's non-negotiable. So death is preferable to stopping. And the more I get any kind of indication, it just makes me try that much harder. You see, I work opposite. There you go. That's how it works for me. And that's also non-negotiable. So I'm going to continue to expose paganism, witchcraft, Satanism, the Joint Chief of Stupid Staff that they are, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Rhodes Scholars that take a blood oath against mankind, every one of them. Because that is the enemy, not Islam. Islam is an enemy, but not the enemy. Zionism, it's the Jews are doing this and all that. The Ashkenazi, yeah, there are fake Jews in Israel today with a fake symbol given to them by Adolf Hitler, the Star of David. Hagee would take a lesson in that if he would wake up, but I don't know what's wrong with these Hagees and Mark Blitzes and all the others that pretend to be Christian pastors when they work for the Illuminati. I'll see how they do it. Anyway, and your Jonathan Cahns and all these that make money off of God's, using God's revelation for fear, with no solution, but just delivering fear with garbage like a harbinger and the Shemitah is junk. But here's the catch part, though, that I have to admit. I'll have to admit this. If you're going to catch a fish, and you put out just an old silver hook, and that fish bites it, you got a really dumb fish, or a really hungry fish. A fish not going to eat that hook until he knows there's something there to eat. That's why they call it a lure. Sometimes it's a little shiny to get his attention. Before he knows it, he's bit off on it. Oh, snap. And he's snapped out of the water, right? Yeah. Well, in the same way, I put it like this. I came up with it today. That they'll always throw some truth. They'll always throw some truth in on you. And that's the hook in. There's always truth in what they say. But their truth is a hook. Then comes the line, and the sinker pulls you down. Maybe it makes sense, maybe not. Or truth is a hook, then here comes the line and snap you out of the water. Ever how you want to look at it. Truth is used as a bait and a hook. So they'll give you 80%, 90% truth. Then they hook you with their deviant purpose. They always got to give you truth, though. I call it eating the chicken, spitting out the bones, being able to have to determine it. And this is the rule, not the exception. Certainly in the media, certainly in the politics, military. When I hear a young troop, and I see one, he's got the Marine Corps emblem on the car, and he's a young guy, and say, hey, you Marines? Oh, yeah, I'm going in next month. Sometimes I wonder, what should I really say to him? Well, I say Semper Fi, you a Marine? Yeah, used to be. Do I warn him about what the truth is about his lying Joint Chief of Staff? What the four-star generals do really up there? That the wars were prepared in 1873? That the history was written was a lie? That the wars were fomented way before the war took place with the outcome already determined? Woo-hoo, what a radical idea, but it's not an idea, it's truth. This is a reality that we live in today. Every war, I've got the details on every one of them. I've talked about this on a dialogue. It takes me sometimes 45 minutes to an hour. I get off on that dialogue, and my regular listeners say, oh, gosh, here we go. And I'll hit that line for whatever reason. I have the inclination to do it. And I'll start from 1776 and give you the whole layout of how they really set up these wars with false flags. I mean every single war. There is no exception whatsoever. Every single war, with the millions and millions of lost lives, civilians and military, have all been prescripted like a reality show. By who? By the Jesuits. Freemasons, the Fabians. Prepared to lead us to a new world order. Led by Lucifer, even old Ben Franklin, squatty little guy with funny looking glasses and searching for lightning in a jar. That's all lies. But the part about that is, they're telling you this now. You know why? Because they want you to lose that sovereignty, that patriotism, by finding out it's all a lie. So that way you kind of diminishes your rah-rah-rah attitude. And they want to do that, so they'll bring in the New World Order and you'll accept it. See, that's the trick they're using. So they're revealing all this. Now that I'm telling you now, they're revealing it also. But they got an agenda. The agenda is to reduce sovereignty. Take away the family unit. To destroy the country. That's where feminism came in. Apparently, this is all prescripted, gosh, decades, generations before. Planned ahead. You know the civil rights movement? To use it as an ace in the hole was planned at least the 17th century. They had to put the blacks of this country under subjugation and slavery to take away their self-identification, to take away their self-confidence, to take away their pride of their culture and their race, to put them in slavery. The white folks made to believe that they were slave masters when they themselves were slaves and didn't even know it. Our ancestors in the Bible Belt. So they had to subjugate, demoralize, control the blacks for the day that was going to come when Abraham Lincoln would emancipate them, because he was working for the Illuminati at the very beginning. I have it documented officially from an Illuminati textbook that he was a racial avatar, one of four types of avatars. But he was not a Freemason. Neither was JFK. Not being a Freemason, he was not pulled into the evil of the blood oaths that they take. He pulled out of it. And he changed his ideas. He changed his programming. He started revealing the truth. And they had to assassinate him to shut him up. Case in point, in case I have new listeners, a quote from Abraham Lincoln about the Civil War, for example. Begin quote. "This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery." That's the Vatican, okay? "Popery, that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Though there were great differences of opinion between the South and the North on the question of slavery, neither Jeff Davis nor any one of the leading men of the Confederacy would have dared to attack the North had they not relied on the promise of the Jesuits that under the mask of democracy, the money, the arms of the Roman Catholics, even the arms of France, were at their disposal if they would attack us." Charles Quint Chitney, 50 Years in the Church of Rome, 1885 on page 388. So then you look back in history, which part of it's true, you'll find the French helped the South. You'll find the Germans helped the North to keep America in check, that we would not become too powerful, that we could overtake the monarchy. And there's a quote of that was one of their worst fears, was that America would become so strong as we were designed to be, but controlled as their pit bull dog for generations to come, to format their wars under the guise of fighting for liberty, as coined by Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays, an evil individual that was nephew to Sigmund Freud, another avatar of the fallen angels. That's where they get their knowledge from, like Albert Pike, Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, many others I could name you. Even Leonardo da Vinci, yeah, is a documented avatar of the fallen angels. Did you know that once the blacks were brought in to America as the third culture invasion, the whites were the second? Wait a minute. Did you say culture invasion? And I'll say, yeah, I did. Because who was indigenous here? Indians and Mexicans. They were here first, by the way. There's no way around that. And why did the whites leave Europe? Because they were being murdered by the Vatican, beginning in 1200 AD, and tortured by the Vatican, because it didn't accept Roman Catholic heresy and anti-biblical principles that they came up with. So they rejected it. They used that chaos, the lure of Columbus, who was another avatar, which I have it documented, Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, 1977, is an Illuminati textbook. Columbus worked for the Illuminati. He worked Medici's, Borgia. That's the real Illuminati. All Italian, coming out of Spain. Alumbrados morphed into the Jesuits. Family is all connected. So being murdered, raped, tortured, after 200 years of that, you get kind of tired of it, you know what I mean? Wouldn't you? So between 1200 and 1400 A.D., you had some very disgruntled cultures in the white part of Europe. And so when Columbus, the avatar, the working for the Illuminati, laid the groundwork, laid the direction to the new continent, and came back, and everybody said, oh, let's get out of here. Let's go. We got to go for religious freedom, for this religious intolerance is too much. That's exactly why they did it. To leave religious intolerance. How did they get them to do it? By providing religious intolerance with a design that started in the 10th century. In the 10th century. And by the year 1400, documented, the plans were set to drive the white folk from Europe into the North American continent. By design. To start the invasion. Oh, the white folk doing it, they had no idea they're being used. And the Fabians followed up with it to start taking over and stealing land from the indigenous population. Ever heard of the Alamo? Ever heard of the driving the Indians reservations? Killing them off? Well, now you know why. Because you see, the North American continent was designated in the 10th century to be was referred to as the New Atlantis. A diverse culture that was going to take centuries and centuries and centuries to produce on the long term. This has always been planned, passed from one generation to the next. I look at the bigger picture. I don't look at the trees. I look at the bigger picture. You have to go through the trees. But every now and then, I like to climb a tree and kind of look out over the big picture. This is the big picture. This is all documented. People can deny it all they want, run away from this truth. I can't help that. You can do what you want to do. But this is what's happened. This is what's going on today. Now, it's the witchcraft that's expanding into the North American continent, the supernatural. They like the resources. They need the resources of the North American continent to conduct their spells, conduct their alchemy, and set up their new Atlantis in the North American continent. The salt and the salt flats used in witchcraft. The gold, copper, silver, all this is used in alchemy. Yeah. You got diamonds in places in the Midwest, Arkansas and other places. All this is why they're here. And then to bring all the cultures together in a mixing bowl, get rid of the pure cultures and keep the mixed cultures. And I have this documented. And they have accomplished it. Matter of fact, you'll see a report on it, October the 2013, National Geographic. That article is very significant. Changing Face of America is the report that they have accomplished the blending of the cultures into one. Now they need the Third World War to wipe out the rest. Y'all see this big picture going on? God separated us all. Satan's trying to bring us all together in one culture, and it goes even deeper than that. It's for man to become woman, woman to become man, and they are accomplishing that now. A transgender gave birth to a baby, a guy, quasi-guy, gave birth to a baby. They transplanted wombs from one woman to another. What they're not telling you is the idea is to be androgynous. And that is what's called the Ankh. That symbol is an alchemy formula. This is the big deal. So they bring the cultures together and take the cultures, now change the DNA to where man is woman, woman is man. As above, so below. That's the big picture. an abomination that almost was accomplished before the flood of wiping out those that are made by God in God's image. And you saw what happened there. It was destroyed by water. God saved mankind through Noah, wife, three sons, three wives. And they began to replenish the earth, and you know the whole story from there on. This is the big picture. But they got y'all looking at trees. What trees? Ebola, Fukushima, JFK assassination, meteorites streaking toward earth. I don't know, what else is it? Flu, Third World War. All these are trees, but there's a forest that you can step out of and look down and see the forest, the big picture. I do talk about the trees because you're going to run into them. But this is what's really happening today. It's supernatural. So those educators, those doctors and lawyers and Indian chiefs and scientists and geniuses and whatever that don't believe in the supernatural, they are lost in space because the supernatural drives this whole agenda. If you don't believe in the supernatural, you're missing out on the entire forest. What it's all about. The supernatural is what rules. In the meantime, they got us in war. They got us in all kinds of distractions. And this goes along with the Illuminati's one goals, the communist goals for world conquering. Those are exact points of how they're keeping us all divided and ignorant of what's going on today. Keeping us working, wife and husband working, children. You already heard me talk about education, how that's controlled. It keeps us all busy, all distracted, dancing with the stars, playing solitaire, going to movies, golf. Everything to keep us away from the truth. Because when the time comes and the 1,000 years begin, the millennium after the tribulations, you're not going to have TV anymore. It's going to be worship of God, working with each other, helping each other for an eternity. You don't have Dancing with the Stars on heavenly TV station or a bank in heaven. There's no banks in heaven. There's no currency. You don't have a heavenly coin. There's not a heavenly Federal Reserve system. You don't have a heavenly golf course. Singing praises to the God Creator, ruled by Jesus Christ, the part of the Trinity, and God knows every thought you think. But He's benevolent, He's loving, He's caring, but He won't put up with any sin. I've talked to so-called Christians lately, actually. They said, "Well, God created evil." I said, "Say what?" "Yeah, the angels that turned evil were just a part of God." I said, "Man, what are you smoking? Or what are you sniffing?" "Well, it says it created evil." "No, that's calamity. Allows calamity, disasters to happen. It's not talking about moral evil. God can't be both." "Well, humph." I said, "Well, humph my butt. God don't have evil in Him. So He didn't create the evil in the angels. Angels that rebelled had free will and chose evil as their choice. Wasn't that because God created a part of him and the angels?" See, they're real tricky, these people. They're real tricky. And the Wicca and the warlocks will pretend to be Christian, and they're not. Oh, they're good, though. They'll come with 95%. 90%, really, they know scripture better than any Christian ever thought about doing. But they learn the scriptures in order to corrupt it. In that subtle ways. If they can pull a thread from your sock. And oh, you know Homer, right? Oh, Homer. Oh, Homer says, "Martha, I got me this here thread I keep pulling on my sock. And it keeps coming out." And Martha says, "Homer." He says, "What?" He said, "If you keep pulling that, you're not going to have any sock left. Just cut off the remnant." Oh. instead of keep pulling it. So if they can get one little remnant of the Bible of doubt, then from there they can unravel the Bible because they put doubt in your head. Don't let them do it. When someone puts that doubt about the King James Bible in your head, stop them right there. Say, now prove it. Show me the scripture before we go any further. Show me exactly. I promise you. You study your Bible and they show you a remnant that, well, there's a contradiction here that every single time you will destroy that so-called contradiction every time. God makes no mistakes. And when he put together that King James Bible from the originals and the transcripts from Antioch, he made sure it was hidden, protected during the Dark Ages, brought out again, 1604. He brought 47 real scholars, not the garbage you got today in Harvard and Stanford and Yale and all these places. They're not scholars at all. And the evidence is clear. You know why? Because every college and every university, as documented, my quotes, Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer, Charles Francis Potter, Bertrand Russell, I got a whole list of them, that confirm every college, every university, and every public school is a school of humanism, Marxism, socialism, preachment in every single college and school made sure to happen that way. Even schools of theology. To create this confusion by design. So when someone says, well, I went to, got a doctor's degree in theology at Yale or whatever, so what? That's what you're, that's a disadvantage, not an advantage. Because they're led down a Calvinist point. A preterist or a Calvinist or a socialist, Marxist agenda. They lie about the scholars. They lie about the theology. And who do you, with all the history they know, then come up with false theology with their books and CDs and DVDs and stupid movies? That's exactly what happens. Satan works through these colleges and universities. And I've got the evidence. And you can find it yourself if you look up the quotes of those. I've cited it many times before. I know those are atrocious claims I'm making. I've got new listeners, so I guess I owe you. And regular listeners, bear with me, please. 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, proclaimed, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism, and every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. And 57 years later, half a century later, Herbert London of New York University declared, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking." That would be in 1960s and 1980s he's talking in reference. Continuing, "Every discipline has been affected by its preachment," its being Marxist and socialism, "and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. You know that John Dewey, father of American education, was a devout humanist. Big. Even planned the extraterrestrial hoax that's yet to happen. Yeah, that's true. Horace Mann, converted to humanism, is another father of American education, back to 1800s. Roger Kimball, 1989, said, I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu," as Marxist and humanist, "at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Oh, I got tons of quotes that it's just a matter of accepting and rejecting it, but you won't prove it otherwise. They're bona fide quotes. And the last one, famous last words, as my regular listeners know, 1973. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard. I thought I heard Harvard in there, aren't you? I mentioned Harvard. I give you Harvard. Chester M. Pierce, another deviant. Dr. Pierce of Harvard, he echoed the same ideas that I'm talking about today when he addressed 2,000 teachers. That's 2,000 witnesses sitting down like those listening to Adolf Hitler, mesmerized. In Denver, Colorado in 1973 at a teachers' conference, he said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote. Notice they say the same things. That covers about every aspect, doesn't it? What does that cover? Sovereignty? Political? Following your parents, it's a commandment. Toward a belief in God, they have one, that means get rid of it. Patriotism, sovereignty of the nation, a separate entity. Telling those teachers to change all that. Can you imagine sitting there in a meeting and you're a young 21-year-old school teacher just out of college or something, I don't know, whatever, 23-year-old, and you hear this doctor from Harvard tell you this? How about if you're an older teacher, one of the 2,000 teachers, you're sitting there and hearing this. What do you do? Get up and walk out for this fruitcake talking about that nonsense? Or does it infect your mind? You know that actually Montagu, M-A-T-A-G-U, she spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in 1970, just 3 years before this teachers' conference. She said, quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children," unquote. That's not good. But go back a minute for those that hadn't thought about this. Dr. Pierce sent these children at 5 years old come to school at 5 years old, 6 or 7, whatever, don't matter, with all these things already in their head. Where'd that come from? How's a 5 to 7 year old child have all these qualities already in his head by the time he gets to school? How does that work? Or is it because the parents have these ideas and it's possible to teach your kids later? So that means that he's telling the teachers to counteract what the parents of the baby boomers era and before is teaching them the right thing to counteract that. Let's call it for what it is. You call that a scholar? No way possible. He wasted decades of education. And now he's spitting out his poison to others for the past 30, 40 years. If that's not Satan, tell me what is or isn't. I call it for what it is. Pure Satanism. Humanism. That's what they've been doing all along. You know how they control it? The law enforcement, the police departments, education, politics, through Freemasonry. To keep everybody in step. Because they've taken a blood oath to support this agenda. So I want the Freemasons to know this. That in the Blue Lodge, they're lying to you. I have the evidence. You can find it yourself if you take the time. In Morals and Dogma, don't listen to what Master Mason says. Don't listen to what your Grand Inspector General. All these are titles, mean nothing. They put on a pants, they got skid marks in their shorts like everybody else does. Their titles mean nothing. Your eternal life means everything. and you're following these blood oaths that you know is wrong, and yet you do them anyway because you get a favorite parking place or they give you some benefits, so you sell your soul to Satan. Because that's exactly who they follow, is Lucifer. And Lucifer is Satan. No matter what they tell you, they'll not prove otherwise. I promise you. They're lying to you at the lodge. And the reason I bring this up is for you to understand this so you get out of there, man. And get out of there and stop lying to your family. Stop keeping secrets from your wife. Eastern stars are to pull you in to the Freemasonry family to keep you quiet. And then bring your family in, your young boys to Desmoulins, and your children, your female children, your daughters to Rainbow Girls and Job something or other to keep you quiet. So they have pomps and ceremonies and rituals to make you seem like it's really neat and nice and important. That's to keep you quiet. And to poison your children's minds. That's exactly what it's doing. That's why you have trouble in your families and your marriage is going to rocks. That's why they're cold. Because you brought Satan to your home. Under the guise of doing good deeds. But you can't do both. Can't serve two masters. No way. I had to get that out today. But going back to this quote about Chester Pierce, I'll give us a little bit more, shall say, airtime. They started the changing of the cultures in 1945. That's important to know. Actively. Because they needed this allegiances toward our founding fathers, obviously of the Pledge of Allegiance, elected officials, that you're responsive, toward parents, because that's biblical. They needed that to foment the darn wars. So you'd have that upstanding, how dare they fight my country, I'm going to kick their butt, defend my country. They wanted that principled attitude to foment the darn wars. I was a product of it. I'm a baby boomer. Boom, 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 boom. I'm a baby boomer. I wanted to go fight. I wanted to join the Marine Corps because I knew they were the first to go in. I didn't really make a career of it. I just wanted to go in and fight. That's all I wanted to go in for, and then get out and go do something else. But I felt my obligation was, if I live in this country, my obligation is to go fight. And that point in time, it was Vietnam. I missed it by 2 months. Can you imagine? I was disappointed. Boy, that was stupid. So I'm going to go in. I'm in the draft, 48. Okay, I'm in college. So, officer, what? Army, Navy, Air Force? No, I want to go to the Marines because they go in first. That was my idea. I want to kill first. I want to go in now. That was my whole idea. Boy, was that dumb. But that was how I was taught. By the Korean vets, World War II vets, the sovereignty of the nation. Your parents would like, boy, come here. Oh, shoot. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. You go to church and do your church things in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know. And you'd stand up for the patriotism and somebody didn't hold their hand over their heart or say the Pledge of Allegiance. You'd, hey, boy, you better straighten up there. I'm going to kick your own sick, you know. You show respect for that flag, or you be running if you better be. That was the attitude. We're taught that. As then all of a sudden things started changing in Vietnam, didn't they? Then 70s and 80s. Notice that. And here comes Chester Pierce. You see, this is designed. Where? Tavistock. Under the Royal Institute of National Affairs in London. By design. To fulfill what this Chester Pierce is talking about. Because to bring us under a new world order, They have to get rid of sovereignty, get rid of the belief in the supernatural being, get rid of following your parents and your teachers as authority figures, get rid of the respect you have for law enforcement, because I'm able to do as I will to hold the law. Family, this is promulgated through social engineers in Tavistock, and they put these programs in effect, create false flags to lead you in that direction. This is exactly what they do. It's called mind control, manipulation. Brock Chisholm said, and I quote, 1948, 1953, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. Wait a minute. That was 1948 to 1953. Remove from the minds of men individualism. Loyalty to family. National patriotism. And religious dogmas. Well, just 30 years later, Dr. Pierce says in front of 2,000 teachers, which every other college is... See, it's not just that one instant. Harvard represents all of those under the Council of Foreign Relations. So they all believe the same thing because they have resident Marxist scholars. He's saying the same thing. 30 years later, 40 years later, change the thinking of your children that you come through and teach them because they come to school with allegiances toward our founding fathers. Check. Toward elected officials. Check. Toward his parents. Well, check. Supernatural being, religious dogmas, check. Toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. National patriotism, check. He covered it perfectly. And he calls them sick children. That goes back to 1948. 3 years after 1945 when it began the takedown of this sovereignty. Family, the evidence is clear. I connect the dots. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she, 1977, she submitted a report. I'm not going to go over the details as I normally do, but her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights on how to split the families up, how to get the children out of the home, how to eliminate traditional feminine roles in the military, by drafting women to the military. They have accomplished that. June 2013 lifted the ban. Or Panetta lifted the ban of women in frontline units. And recently they're bringing women to the draft. Slowly but surely they're fulfilling Ruth Bader Ginsburg suggestions going back to 1977. And integrating Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts is no longer male and female, but bring them together. There's your transgender thing. Sororities and fraternities using the same bathroom. You parents okay with that? I don't think so. If you are, you got a problem. You've been hanging around Chester M. Pierce too long. Family, this is not accidental. This is designed by social engineers out of organizations, committees, councils, put into effect with 20 years projection down the road. You understand how deep this goes? You think that's natural? No, it's supernatural. Now, you won't find no script what I've said the past hour. It won't be there. This is not scripted. Everything I've said to you now is off the top of my head. I work for nobody but Jesus Christ. And nobody tells me what to say, but what's in my heart and what Jesus puts in my heart to say and what I've learned myself. I put it all together. Do I use other references? Sure. But I use those that are legitimate references, not those controlled with the Council of Foreign Relations or humanist or preterist or Calvinist or Luciferians or witches or warlocks or whatever. I ferret them out and get rid of them in my mind and don't use their works. But I will expose them. Don't give a hoot who it is. You know that we brought the Nazis. We never won a war in our history. We never have. We're still a colony of England. Always have been. We're a corporation just like British Israel, fake Israel, and Canada and Australia are nothing but colonies of England. Not just us, but everybody else. We brought the Nazis over here after 1945. We remained a colony of England in 1776 to 1783, Paris Peace Treaty. We just became a colony and called a corporation under subjugation of the monarchy ever since. Even today, the same thing. There's no impeaching the president. You don't impeach. That's a facade. I got statements from General Douglas MacArthur about how they set up the Korean War, the reality of it. He came clean back in the 1950s and reported how the CFR was responsible for the death of every American soldier, Marine, in Korea. The Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for their death, not the communists. Communists did the killing, but the setting up of it was by the Council of Foreign Relations, Americans, working with the Europeans. Royal Institute of National Affairs, Jesuits, set up Korea with determination already done. Same thing in Vietnam. It's already planned what the result was going to be. In 1945, you had Operation Paperclip. We brought over 10,000 Nazis to live in either South America or United States. And you thought the Nuremberg trial really, okay. Article came out October the 20th. Oh, that was yesterday. Expelled Nazis paid millions in Social Security. Dozens of suspected Nazi war criminals and SS guards collected millions of dollars in U.S. Social Security benefits after being forced out of the United States. Associated Press investigation was found. The payments, underwritten by American taxpayers, flowed through a legal loophole that gave the U.S. Justice Department leverage to persuade Nazi suspects to leave the United States? If they agreed to go or simply fled before deportation, they could keep their Social Security, according to interviews and internal U.S. government records. Among those receiving benefits were armed SS troops who guarded the network of Nazi camps where millions of Jews perished, a rocket scientist who used slave laborers to advance S. von Braun, his research in Third Reich, that's true, a Nazi collaborator who engineered the arrest and execution of thousands of Jews in Poland, that's true. Four living beneficiaries include Martin Hartmann, a former SS guard to the Sachsenhausen camp in Germany, and Jakob Dezinger, who patrolled the grounds at the Auschwitz camp in Poland. Hartmann moved to Berlin in 2007 from Arizona just before being stripped of U.S. citizenship. Dezinger fled to Germany from Ohio in 1989. Oh, really? They're covering their tracks here, family. They're covering their tracks. That's what I see. Family, the truth is all coming out. Exactly what I've been saying. We brought Hitler over in 1945, 1946. Hitler came over to the United States. He didn't die. Neither did Saddam Hussein. They're all Freemasons. Oh, yeah. Hitler was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, and Churchill. We're all second cousins. FDR? Oh, he's nothing but a lower level cousin of the same bloodline. How about that? He's low level. FDR. You remember FDR, right? Fireside Chats? What a load of crap. Fireside Chats were to placate the American public. Did you know that this one I've been talking about, Sananda Manuel, the fallen angel that's coming? They got websites. They're doing fireside chats to those ascended master followers. They got what's called a fireside chat. Ooh, the word gets around, don't it? Now, to show you I'm not way off my whack here, I'm going to give you an actual quote just to make sure you understand where I'm coming from. Here's your real FDR. I got a quote, William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, page, well, I don't have the page off the top of my head, but it's first edition, Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. And you can find the same quote on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, on my timeline. You plug in on the search for the Microsoft Word document, which is about 200 pages, on my website, and put a search for March the 4th, 1939, and you will find this quote. This quote comes from FDR that was given behind closed doors. Eyewitness was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, who was a member of one of three committees that sat through this quote by FDR behind closed doors, never was to be revealed to the public, which he put it in his diary and didn't reveal it till about 1950s. To William G. Carr, who wrote the book, a little-known book called Red Fog Over America. Well, I read the book. I found the book. I've got the first edition of it. It's about beat up, but I've got a copy of it, 1955. And this quote, I read it, I about fell out of my seat. And then it all made sense about his ancestral cousin, Clinton Roosevelt, who gave the document to Karl Marx to plagiarize for the Communist Manifesto. Clinton Roosevelt, a century before. And I found out that Clinton Roosevelt, science of government founded on natural law, was what he called it. He got his knowledge from Adam Weishaupt, 1776, a Jesuit priest. He set up the World Revolutionary Plan. I said, well, I'd be doggone. Well, here's a quote that FDR come out with. He said behind closed doors, March 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, and 6 years after a military coup was planned in the U.S. government that was exposed by General Butler. Here's what FDR said behind closed doors. 6 years after this attempted coup that FDR knew about, and 2 years before Pearl Harbor, which they planned with Churchill. That's correct. And Japanese elite. So March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, as witnessed by Senator Lundeen, documented in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr, FDR said the following to three congressional committees. I quote, and this is representative of every president we've ever had, except for the ones that's been assassinated. All of them believe the same thing. Except for Washington, John Adams, Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. All the rest of them are just a bunch of bums. Every blasted one of them, no exception. Nixon, Reagan, Carter, LBJ, Eisenhower, every doggone one of them. Here's what FDR said. I quote, elected four times, by the way. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that's the Illuminati, ahead of all instruments. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, that was before Churchill, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war. And a war only. To hell with American people, as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist, it never did, and we will never let it happen that way. I'm going to crush business infest America with all the aliens possible. See, there's your reduction of sovereignty. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. That's the real FDR and your so-called fireside chats. Churchill, Japanese president, Scandinavian president, African presidents, European prime ministers, presidents, it don't matter, are no different. They all work on the Luciferian, Freemasonry, Knights of Malta agenda. Today, Obama, Putin, Bush, Tony Blair, every doggone one of them work together for this Luciferian agenda. They pretend to be at odds with each other. They pretend to be enemies, but they are not. They all work together under this secret society agenda. Lying to the Russian public, lying to the American public, lying to the Chinese public, lying to the Scandinavian, that there's a separation of countries, but they're all under this Luciferian agenda. Oh, World War III will happen between Zionism and Islam. Winner will be the revived Holy Roman Empire that will come out of it as a default. That's planned in 1873. It's yet to happen. It'd be the greatest loss of life this world has ever seen. This fake World War III going on today is nothing but smoke and mirrors and garbage. Putin's part of it. Obama's part of it. Brzezinski. The whole darn lot of them are working together. It's a reality show scripted out, pretending at the United Nations, pretending at these CFR meetings that you might watch. It's all scripted out. And those congressmen that really want to do a good job, they know to keep quiet or they die. Or they'll lose their job, or a family member will die. If they're under a blood oath, they can't say a word. That's how it really works. Generals that go against it, they find a way to get them out, or they end up in a car crash, or drowning while they're fishing, or have a heart attack on the golf course. This is not TV, this is real. This is how it really works. Because you see, the CIA, FBI, NSA, KGB, Mossad, the BND in Germany, the DGSC in France, the British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, and SIS, Communist Party, Interpol, Europol, shoot, MAPOL, whatever poll it is, the drug cartels, leaders, mafia, organized crime, FEMA, CFR, they all work together. This Cold War was a farce. Set up lie. Promulgated by movies to make it look like it was real. TV. Of course, there's one program that they might really want to go back and look at. You know what that is? Maxwell Smart? It's called Get Smart. Because right now they're being stupid. Because God has won from the day that this earth was created. It's laid out exactly how it's going to happen. And they won't be able to change it. There's nothing they can do to stop the coming of Jesus Christ in Armageddon. It will not be stopped. It's like going to a football game. You're a football player going to a game that you know you're going to lose. Matter of fact, it's already set up. Well, guys, we're going to play today, but you're going to lose by 3 touchdowns. Now, you sure? Yeah, you're going to. It's already set up. But we're going to play it anyway. Well, that kind of takes the fun out of it, don't it? Because that's exactly what it is. God's told us what's going to happen. Yet they keep going. So what's the next chaotic event? I don't know what it is. I don't have a crystal ball. Is it going to be an all-out nuclear or neutronic warfare in the Middle East, just enough to take us off and bring us to a new world order? An extraterrestrial menace? Is it going to be a all-out nuclear war in the Korean Peninsula? Arab terrorists threatening or to devastate American cities with attacks in malls or schools? To declare martial law? What's it going to be? A total oil embargo from Arab nations, maybe? Earthquakes to coming out of HAARP to cause panic? Combination? What about riots in American citizens, cities? At the same time, to further cause panics based on false flags? Or even the American presidency weakened because of scandal and infighting with Congress and the courts to further cause panic among the voters, which voting doesn't count anyway. Or the stock market would crash, maybe, or a financial reset, a world financial reset, bringing the Iraqi dinar up or something, I don't know. Causing absolute panic among Americans for a period of time, and here comes the hero to save the day and stop the evil. Jobs being lost, the ATMs closing down. Or the Antichrist actually coming to appear at the end of the Middle East crisis as a generated fake World War III. Sanand Emanuel, fallen angel, and Maitreya, who is who he is. And here comes the physical bodied Antichrist, the real one. Or aliens, invisible angels that appear to all people of the world to support him and his plan. And the Antichrist, whose blood type may be proven by this fake shroud and fake Ark of the Covenant that they have in the background, Hebrew Roots Movement people. Ooh, I know I pissed some people off there. Sorry, my expression. I know they're ticked off. Ronald Wyatt is another fraud. No blood dripped through the cross down to an Ark of the Covenant. Family, it's all fake garbage. The Bible tells you what's coming. What all these instances I just named, who knows which way they're going to pull off. It really doesn't matter. You'll know it when it happens. Look to Jesus Christ as the only one you can trust. He's the only one that was sinless. He's the only one that died for us. He's the only one that can tell you the truth. This is the King James Bible. I don't have one. Then pray for it be written on your heart. The Holy Spirit will come to you. We're all the same, but through Jesus Christ. This is the bottom line. So, brings me to a point. How do they control us? Well, witchcraft in the military. Military guys, I'm a former Marine, captain, got out. Didn't know about any of this till 2006, really. I knew that Kosovo was a fraud and a fake, and that's when it went public against the government, against the UN. It turned a 7-year contract into 5. Yeah. And you know another job I got with Guardsmark? I got a job as security manager. 3 times they asked me to be a Mason. I said, I can't do that. 3 times I refused. And even one time, it was a friend of mine, it was a contractor there that he knew I knew some stuff about the Illuminati. He even asked me, as a former Marine too, asked me if I wanted to be a member of the Illuminati. I said, what? Man, have you not been here? What I'm saying? Because I'm open. I don't hide anything at all. I can't say that because I don't do that. I'm wide open, whether it's good or bad or otherwise. I don't really care. I'm going to speak the truth no matter what. That's just the way it is. Well, 3 months. It took him 3 months to get me out of there because I'm stubborn. But after a while of getting hammered and set up and all this stuff, 3 months, I'm resigning this. I'm out of here. Because I found out the owner is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That was later. I said, Lord, what are you putting me in a bee's nest for? Anyway, this is how it really works. Witchcraft in the military. You know, Fort Hood is one of America's largest military bases. I know that Bonstil in Kosovo was in my region when I was in Kosovo as a regional security manager for OSCE. Kosovo for 5 years, supposed to be 7. I caused all kinds of trouble at the meetings, and I'd bring up stuff that I kept on with intelligence network, you might say. I worked with Russian intelligence. They were in my region. And they would provide me information. I'd give them information. You're darn right I would. I was responsible for 300 lives of Europeans that worked in my sector. I'll do what it takes to get them, keep them safe. Americans would not provide me squat, except for the lieutenants and captains. They provided me information under the table, which I used in the meetings to ask questions that they couldn't figure out where I got the information from. Yeah. I kept a sit map of the terrorist organizations and movements, mafia and all that. I got from under security officers on a low level that would provide me organizational tables. They couldn't figure out how I got my information. Yeah. But I'd bring it up in the meetings. I want to know the truth. Camp Bondsteel was one of the largest bases since Da Nang that we've had overseas. It was in Kosovo. That's where World War III is supposed to have started, by Wesley Clark, that Rhodes Scholar of some kind. Like Naomi Wolf, she's a Rhodes Scholar. Billy Bob Clinton's a Rhodes Scholar. And they take a blood oath against you. Well, Wesley Clark was the one that invaded Kosovo. Well, Fort Hood, one of America's largest military bases. And it's over 340 square miles of limestone and scrub brush in Texas Hill Country, north of Austin. 42,000 plus soldiers, I guess. I don't know what it is now. And 1st Armored Cavalry Division, 4th Mechanized Infantry Division, last I heard. Well-trained, no-nonsense warriors are there. Top tier of America's military forces. Killeen, Texas is next to it. The population is culturally, politically conservative, I guess. They have a strongly Christian, evangelical community. Fort Hood would be the last place you'd expect to have a religious experimentation. But the sacrifice to change that was that shooting. That was a satanic sacrifice. That's how they do it. Blame it on Islam and all that, but it's satanic. It's witchcraft. It wasn't about Muslim. It was witchcraft that happened. November 2009, don't you know? A little bit after, is during the satanic ritual of November the 1st. 13 people were shot. 13 people. Come on now. You think that's accidental? Surprise, it wasn't 33. 13 counts of premeditated murder. That's the number for the sacrifice. That's what that was for. It wasn't religious of Islam. It was religious of witchcraft. And you know, April the 2nd, 2014, was another shooting spree near Killeen, Texas. 4 people, including the gunman, were killed. 16 others were injured. Another sacrifice. They were under psychotropic drugs. Hint, hint. Fort Hood has been the focus of international media flap. 1999. Word got out that witchcraft ceremonies were being performed on the base, apparently with the blessing of the base commanders, which isn't a surprise. And these Wicca rituals have been going on at Fort Hood for 3 years before that, in the 1990s. without publicity, without incident, and without anyone really noticing it, kept it quiet. Turned out, though, that Fort Hood wasn't the only military base this is going on about. It wasn't the first. Goes to Army Post at Kaiserslautern, Germany. Wiccan services were being held as early as 1992. So there was, strictly speaking, no news at Fort Hood in the sense that there were no new facts to report, no cover-ups of old facts to expose. But there was a local reporter that turned the known facts into a story. The story turned out to into an issue, and the issue turned to a national controversy. Controversy became an object lesson in cultural warfare to Christian community, kind of turned things up a little bit. Christians and other conservatives began to wake up to the fact that these battles on the issue had already been fought, lost years ago. People's quiet about it. They're afraid to talk about it. Opponents of the Army's policy spoke in ignorance and haste under political pressure. Some of them didn't even know anything about the neo-pagan movement that's going on there. They rushed to make changes, offer certain characterizations that turned out to be false, flagrantly so, undermining their own credibility, trying to keep this thing hidden. Became new witch hunters. Discredited. But on the onsets, it was very slow to attract widespread attention. But on May the 11th, 1999, the Austin American Statesman published an article by a Kim Perks about officially sanctioned Wicca ceremonies that had been going on the base for nearly 3 years, 1999, May the 11th. And the centerpiece of this was Perks' description of her attendance at the Wicca ritual celebrating the spring equinox. That's what they have these equinoxes about. You understand that, right? And holidays. Identifies the days that the Wicca can do rituals. That's why they call them holidays. That's why the Bible says no holidays. Yeah. That's what the Bible says. In the Bible talks about the Sabbath. I'm not going to go into that right now. That in itself is a program. But it talks about not having days of the moon, not to be looked at. Colossians 2:16, it says. Bible's got everything in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, okay, or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days. See, Jesus fulfilled that. Sabbath days. New moon is your festivals. They keep track of that. That's what the almanac's all about. Holidays. Every single holiday is designed secretly to be a ritual for witchcraft. Every holiday. There is no exception. We're paid off by ritual that, oh, how it's Valentine's cute, but it's a sex ritual. That's what Valentine's Day is, Groundhog Day, Columbus Day, every one of them is a flag and an earmark for a ritualized Wiccan ceremony, especially Christmas and Easter. They placate us with chocolate bunnies and little ducks that run around different colors and Easter egg hunting and sun worship, sunrise service, sun worship, sunrise service. It's made perfectly to worship the sun, and people don't realize that. That's what they do in Washington. Remember they sit out front in all those chairs? Traditionally, they look at the sunrise with the obelisk in between it. That's a Nimrod's obelisk, you might say. And then they're worshiping the sun as it comes up. Nobody's saying a word, man. Everybody say, oh, I got to see it. That's the only reason for it. Oh, my gosh. We know we're no better to. And see, Christmas is a worship of Mithra. Oh, we've been so deceived, it's not even funny. It's not funny. Don't get my attitude is making I'm laughing at it. It's just kind of, you know. You know, perks is perks. She talked about the ritual celebrating the spring equinox. It's that way for every year. Every equinox, every change of season, holiday, every single one, complete with photos that she had showing the soldier witches dancing the circle, jumping the fire, jumping the fire, jumping the fire. Oh, Tony Robbins, that boy. They got the hot feet, was about 2 years ago? Yeah, 12 of them, man. They got burned, second, third degree burns on that Tony Robbins jump the fire kind of thing going on. Except they're walking on fire. That's to build their confidence. Yeah, well, they got their confidence built all right. You got blisters on their feet, too. That's the purpose that Tony Robbins does that. It's witchcraft. Now you know. And they don't even know that. The people giving this money, wasting their money on these Tony Robbins weekend excursions of walking the fire and whatever. It's witchcraft and they don't even know. People have no idea. And them not knowing it doesn't keep them safe. They are possessed. They do get demonized when they do this. And them not knowing it doesn't change a thing. You know, the text of her article that she wrote, this perks that set forth the neo-pagan views of themselves and a reconstruction of nature worship from tribal Europe, other parts of the world, brought the United States in the 1500s. You see, there you go. There you go. Now you getting the idea? You think God puts out missionaries? Yes. Well, so do they. Unfortunately, it was us. But God used that. God always uses, allows it because of free will, but he also directs it in his own way too. He brings good out of the bad. It really frustrates Satan, you know. Because God's always ahead. Almost as an aside, Perks here remarked that officials at the base seemed reluctant to discuss the matter. Also noted that there had been protests from a local Baptist church. Being that the media is controlled, it's no surprise that no other American media outlets picked up the story and repeated it right away. Both the Times of London and London Daily published filler articles on the witches of the American army. Onward Pagan Soldiers read one headline. So the story that she wrote finally went national in the United States on May the 15th when Fox News channels Bill O'Reilly. He used the Fort Hood witches as his most, quote, ridiculous item of the day, unquote. He works for the Illuminati. Anyway, quipping that there was no truth in the rumor that the army is developing a Bradley fighting broomstick. That's how they do it. Well, I got news for you here. Congressional records. If I can find it. Oh, yeah, here we go. And this, even though this is old record, it stands even today. Did you know that in 1915, the congressional records proved a conspiracy between the powerful business and media interest? Quote, congressional records. In 1915, March, J.P. Morgan interest, steel, shipbuilding, and powder interest subsidiary organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world, employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States, and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. Continuing quote, 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 they found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interest served, unquote, Congressional Records, 1915. Now, 6 years after 1915 was 1921, and in 1921, Rockefellers, simultaneously with the Rothschilds, created the Illuminati, respectfully called the Council of Foreign Relations, Rockefeller, and the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Rothschild. London, the sister to it. The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States of America. Controls your White House. Now, within the Council of Relations, you have the executive branch, which virtually every president, Bill Clinton for 1993, for example, was president of the CFR in the 1990s, and Albert Gore, his cousin, that's right, was vice president. Plus you had FDR, Harry Truman, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Richard M. Nixon, Jimmy Carter, George Bush, and a vast majority of cabinet members since Woodrow Wilson's administration have been members of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Illuminati. Actually, in 1993, you had two very significant members of the Illuminati in the judicial branch. You know who that was? You ready for this? Sandra Day O'Connor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, man. Ginsburg, or Illuminati from Russia, had total evil beyond your imagination. You had legislative branch, State Department, U.S. military, top-ranking members of Joint Chief of Staff, 20 top-ranking officials and 14 ambassadors, 11 top-ranking officials at the Defense Department, every Allied Supreme Commander since 1947, including Dwight D. Eisenhower, every Secretary of Defense, including Richard Cheney, who's a cousin of Bush, Clinton, and all the rest of these wackos. That's all they are. It's all about Luciferian agenda. That's your Council of Foreign Relations, responsible for the deaths of our soldiers and civilians worldwide since World War II and Korea, and they're still there. You thought it was Islam, didn't you? Dick Cheney, CFR.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. The Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller. The Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller. The Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller. The Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Why is that a funny thing? Why is that supposed to be a big deal? Because they know the CFR is dirty and responsible for the death of every American in World War II and Korea and Vietnam. The Council of Foreign Relations has filled up the graveyards at Arlington. I got a problem with that, but it's just me. But to end it here with this quote.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition, if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
You see the role they play? They do it good. They're good. They are so good at acting. Every single Ron Paul, every one of them, he's a Rosicrucian, wife's a Eastern Star, family, they're all fake, fraud, and part of this witchcraft, part of Freemasonry, and part of the humanist and paganist agenda. Every single one of them. That's what you're dealing with. Humanism. In summary, deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, deny the existence of inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, which is never meant to be carried out in the first place, deny the sanctity of the individual human life, claim they can only be, it can only be successful creating their utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. And another core belief is belief that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Everything I've told you all goes back to the Humanist Manifesto. Clinton Roosevelt, Karl Marx, Adam Weishaupt, all based on Luciferian, not Jews, not Muslim, not even Freemasonry. These are nothing but foot soldiers and workers for the supernatural realm. Some of them don't even know what they're involved in. Some do at different levels. But family, listen, they cannot possibly win. Because God is the creator of this universe. Good created the universe, but free will rebelled. There will be judgment. When you take Jesus as your Savior, and it's open to every human being, it's just a simple matter of you choosing to take Jesus as your Savior, renouncing your sins, and walking that life and having Him to help you. That's the bottom line. And renouncing the blood oath, if you're witchcraft or Freemason, to renounce that blood oath and get out of there. Because it's going to come to a head. God's not going to let this go on much longer. And the sacrifice and ritual murder of human beings and children on a daily, holiday, yearly basis is going to come to a head. And you don't think judgment's not going to come down upon this earth, this planet. You got another thing coming. America for sure. We're not in the Bible. We're wiped out somewhere along the way. Whatever. But Jesus Christ will set up a world government also. But it will be benevolent. That's called the millennial reign. Family, that day's coming. You can guarantee it. And we're given the signs of the times, as Matthew 24 talks about in 25, to discern the signs of the time. And it's getting stretched, let me tell you what. Why would they pick the military to bring witchcraft in? Seems like witchcraft and military and paganism and humanism seems like all strange bedfellows, don't it? They got a smorgasbord of beliefs and religions and everything depends on who you are to lead you away from the truth. If asked to name a place in society where neo-paganism might find a cozy home, well, you would not think first of the Army, Navy, or Air Force now, would you? Because you have patriotism and all this and all that. A lot of people don't realize this. They get pulled in as they go along. The military, after all, has traditionally been a socially conservative institution. Certainly not lately, because thanks to, as planned, to Clinton in the 1990s, don't ask, don't tell. I was a recruiting officer in Buffalo in 1978, in the disco era, with the disco ball thing going around, you know what I mean. John Travolta. Can you imagine a ball John Travolta? Anyway. So, I was in the disco era in Buffalo, New York. Wow, what a... I said, how do I rate this? Buffalo, New York. 1970s, recruiting officer, lieutenant. You get long-haired, scraggly little Yankees coming through there. And I'd have to interview them. And are you homosexual? Yes or no? Because if you are, you ain't coming in this Marine Corps. Any kind of inclination to homosexuality, you can't be allowed in. Well, 20 years later, they changed that. I just, as a recruiting officer, I wasn't one then, but as a recruiting officer, you would not even ask the question. That was done by design. You know why? But to pull them in. Because 10, 15, 20 years later, the idea was to get it normal, have them come in, and then say, now you can come out of the closet. And that's why you see same-sex marriage today, transgender pushing, all that pushing, push, 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 so they'll come out and open. Family, you had 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults in the military. You had something like 11 or 12,000 female and male, male-to-female sexual assaults. You had more male-to-male sexual assaults. You think that's going to drive a wedge into camaraderie? No pun intended, but yeah. That was the purpose. To reduce the effectiveness of our military in order to affect the coming North American Union and a takeover by UN forces. Not counting the 26 suicides per day, militia, you better take to account there's more of us than them concept. You better recheck that. Like now. Because within your own groups, you have traitors that are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits in disguise, giving your plans over to the Luciferians and the Satanists in the White House. and Defense Department, letting them know where you are at all times to justify martial law. That's how it really works. What do you say in 1939, March the 4th? Nothing's changed. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. What FDR said. They're going to catch General Butler in the act, unknown to General Butler, of a takeover of the U.S. government in 1933, 1934. What General Butler didn't know was that FDR was a part of it, and they were going to secretly tell on General Butler, was preparing the 500,000 former World War I veterans to take over functions of government. But they were going to catch him in the act, demand or classify him as a traitor, like they did Kerensky. Komonov in Russia. They actually did that. They're going to do the same thing with Butler. But Butler outsmarted these wackos in Washington. He blew the whistle on the plot to steal, take over the White House. He was a patriot and Quaker and honest man and a real general, not the fake they got today. He was a real general. He blew the whistle on him. He let him on for a year. Found out who was involved. Oops. It to Congress. And they confirmed it. Dirk Steve McCormick Commission confirmed the plot to steal the White House. He fooled him. He died like 6 years later, 5 years later. Paganism, humanism, family, if it's got an ism on the back of it, I'd imagine even rheumatism. If it's got an ism, it belongs to the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the witchcraft inside your government, European government, all the same. That's who they are. That's what's going on today. They want you to look at Islam as the enemy. Now you see how it works? The Jews is the enemy. Environmental pollution is the enemy. It's called fictitious alternate enemies. That's how they do it. Now I'm going to continue this tomorrow. I'm not done. I got, three more days of this week to open up this witchcraft in the military, witchcraft in the government, homosexual and perverse spirit, witchcraft and idolatry in Indian ways, the churches. I'm going to expose everything I can while I can. Everything. And I don't want you to, I do not want you to believe a word I say. I want you to challenge everything I say. Challenge it, man. Challenge it. Go for it. I don't get anything out. Oh, I forgot. I'm also exposed Halloween. I'm just an exposing mood, and everything I've got is documented with real truth tellers. Well, Irene Arlington Park, the witch that switched. She's a good reference. Honest. John Todd. Even some of the so-called Illuminists provide information, but I have to check it out. I use three or more references. Cross-check, diagonal check, to make sure the information is correct. Family, wow. Oh, it's time to go. What happened? Family, I'll continue on tomorrow. Also let you all know. Now, the goodness of his heart, John Kirkler, plays our broadcast and Bible studies on highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Yes, he does. And he has sponsors up there in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. And if you're going to use some of the businesses, look up his sponsors on his website. And there you go. And check it out every now and then, his website. But the thing we get is he just gives us airtime, you might say. He just plays our broadcast and Bible studies, downloads my MP3s, and there you go. I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, and it's a very simple one. I keep it simple. I got studies there, though, that are quite extensive. Also, Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. You can visit it as well. I got to start putting up those mimes or memes or whatever you call those things. Anyway, I got to put those up and keep it going. And so, family, thank you all for dropping by. Tomorrow, I will continue talking about paganism, witchcraft, and how Satan has defeated Jesus Christ. And this is the real agenda going on today. Everything else is keep your mind off the ball. To get you looking at the trees and not the forest. But stay focused on Jesus Christ and the truth of the King James Bible. That's it. Because this is coming to a head. Look for the signs of the times. Because they're appearing. Y'all have a good night. And tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. And we'll do Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. There you go. And the rest of this week, Bible study 8 to 9. And broadcast 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So y'all have a good night. And God bless y'all. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Just to make sure you understand, if I did slip an article out, it's about how Satan has been defeated by Jesus Christ. How Satan was defeated by Jesus Christ. If I said something otherwise, it's wrong. A slip of the article there. Satan was defeated on the cross of Calvary by Jesus Christ. And soon Jesus will take control of this world after Armageddon. Satan has been defeated already. The witchcraft has been defeated. Freemasonry has been defeated. It's all been defeated by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. But that battle is yet to come. It's right around the corner. Y'all be ready. So, we'll make sure that's clear and on record. Good night and God bless. Signing off.